Speaking of issues, there are several that we want to discuss with Dr. John Wickham. He's a theologian. He's an author. He co-authored a book, The Genesis Flood, with Dr. Henry Morris. He's a graduate of Princeton University. He is a scholar when it comes to studying the Word of God, traveled all over this world teaching the Word of God, a head of a seminary there in Winona Lake, Indiana, just an unbelievable scholar of the Word of God, a student, and a very humble, godly man. We always enjoy when we have an opportunity to talk with him. Dr. Wickham, thank you so very much for joining us, and let me lay out what I want to talk about. Over in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, it talks about, in verse 1, in the latter times, there will be people who will depart from the faith, they will be lured in by seducing spirits, and they will even get involved with doctrines of demons. Now, what are we talking about? What is a doctrine of a demon, and how dangerous is that in the times in which we may be living?
Well, Jimmy, obviously it's not doctrines about demons, it's doctrines that demons are teaching to false teachers. Paul had just said to Timothy at the end of chapter 3, by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who is revealed in the flesh, that's Jesus, vindicated in the Holy Spirit, beheld by angels, proclaimed among nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. A little thumbnail sketch of the wonderful ministry of the Son of God in his redemptive work on the cross, his resurrection from the dead. There's one person who hates this more than anyone else, and that's Satan. And, of course, we know from the Old Testament as well as the New, he has minions of demons that follow him. Now, therefore, Satan hates everything to do with Jesus. We know that. And, therefore, we need to be very careful, Jimmy, when we hear teachers telling things that are not in harmony with what God has revealed. Those things come from Satan. Now, you say, now, wait a minute. Where do we know that? Well, of course, back there in the book of 2 Corinthians, we're told if our gospel we hid, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we know that it's hid to them who are perishing, in whose case the god of this world, that's Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelieving that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. That's an amazing thing, Jimmy, that Satan is super active, isn't he, all over the world, in twisting, denying, contradicting, corrupting the precious word of God. And he has a lot of false teachers out, thousands of them. There are, I've been told, Jimmy, in America alone, United States of America, there are over 1,000 different registered cults. My, think of it. Well, what about those people? Listen to Paul in 2 Corinthians 11:13. Such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, listen to this, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. He looks good. He looks attractive, fascinating, intelligent, educated, eloquent. Therefore, it's not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. His end shall be according to their deeds. What a warning. What a warning.
Wow. Wow. That's what we need to be alert to in the day in which we're living. Just define, just briefly, if you will, what is a demon? People have asked me, well, hey, where do demons come from? What actually is a demon, Doc?
A demon, of course, is a term that Jesus used to describe fallen angels. We know, of course, from the Old Testament that just soon after Adam and Eve were created, Satan rebelled against God and brought maybe 200 million demons with him. That's from Revelation chapters 12 and 13 and so forth. Millions of angels made a final decision against God and for Satan. He has a vast army. Now, we don't see demons today, and it's very hard now to discern who has a demon or how many demons, as it was true in Jesus' day. Jesus could cast demons out. Some people had more than one. And that's amazing, because now we are not told about those things as we were when Jesus was here, when the apostles were here. But there are millions of fallen angels who are confirmed in their hatred for God. They know a lot about Jesus. They know, we know who you are, you Son of God. You've come to torment us before the time. They were very knowledgeable about the identity of Jesus, and they hated him. And that's true today.
Wow. When we are looking for a possibility of associating with somebody in a ministry of some type, even a big mass prayer meeting, should we take into consideration the principle found in Romans chapter 16, verse 17, where it says, mark them which have a different doctrine, doctrines of demons, and avoid them. Should we do that?
Of course. That is a very, very serious thing. Jesus is the light of the world. Here's the answer, Jimmy, for all of us. And the Bible tells us that this is the condemnation, John 3:19, that light has come into the world as Jesus. But men love the darkness rather than the light. Neither would they come to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. So there's something inside of us, our sin nature, Jimmy, that turns away from the light of Jesus, lest we be exposed and seen for what we really are in the mind of God. How utterly ridiculous, how utterly futile to try to hide from an omniscient, loving, gracious God.
Wow.
I say, Lord, help me this day to allow the Spirit of God, whom Jesus sent into the world to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to show me what I really am and what I really need, namely Jesus, moment by moment.
Yes, and help me also. I join in, John, with that particular prayer. Dr. John Wickham, see, we discuss these issues. We don't have to look at specific events, discuss the biblical principle and abide by that. Dr. John Wickham, thank you so very much, my dear friend. We'll talk again down the road real soon.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.